everybody. How are you? Welcome to another episode of the Miami Comedy Podcast. Manny Garavito going live. Happy New Year's Eve, everyone. We made it. Happy NYE. Thank you, Sarah. Doris, Kristen, Dog, Borderline, Tash. What's up, guys? Tonight we're going to be announcing the winner of the $100 bar tab, but before we get started in making that announcement, I'd like to know, what are your plans for New Year's Eve here in the city of Miami? Feliz Año Nuevo! Dale huevo! I am staying in today, guys, responsibly. I'm going to go out, I'm going to go grab my checks, and I'm going to come right back home. And yeah, I'm going to eat the 12 grapes. Is it 12 grapes or 11? No, it's 12, right? I'm going to eat the 12 grapes. I'm going to have some seafood, and I'm going to sleep. This has been a tradition of mine since I can remember. Kristen says quarantine. That is a fine plan. Hey, Skanooch. Yeah, quarantine. Stay indoors. Be responsible. Why are you going to go? Why are you guys going to go party? Why are you going to go wait in line to go inside and in 10, 9... 3, 2, 1, and then you pop a bottle, you make some mistakes. I thought it was new year, new me. Why are you going to start the year off making mistakes? Mistake number one, getting in your car or in an Uber and fighting traffic to go to some bar. Why? That's not very New Year's of you, okay? You got to be responsible. You got to go out and get it, not go out and get blacked out drunk, okay? Be like me and Kristen and stay inside. Hey, what's up, Skanooch? Welcome. Happy New Year's Eve. What are your plans this evening? Yeah, and God bless all the Uber drivers out there. I'm so sorry that people, for some reason, on the holidays, they're not like me or Kristen. They're not like us, staying indoors, being responsible. They make you get out of your house. They make you leave your family. They make you do things you don't want to do. They're barfing. They're yelling at you. And then they got the audacity to wish you a happy new year. It's like, you should look back and be like, my new year is off to a terrible start because I'm trying to take you somewhere where you're probably not even going to tip me. You're going to give me mundane conversations and not even give me any ratings. Crystal D, what's up? Skanooch says, staying in and having champagne. No wonder you guys are tuning into the podcast. You guys are my people. We're one and the same. Look at us staying indoors, acting like we're over the age of 40. Did you dress up for New Year's Eve? I got on a denim long sleeve and some white pants with Reeboks on because I'm comfortably indoors. Because, you know, you don't want to be indoors wearing dress shoes. Who does that? Who dresses indoors in their own house, right? You guys ever done that? I remember back when I was a kid, my mother used to make me dress up for Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. I'm like, Mom, it's only you, me, and my brother. What are you doing? You got to put on a nice shirt. And then we do the countdown, and then we go to bed. It's like, what the hell was that for? Why did I put on my church clothes for like an hour? No, I'm going to have a wonderful dinner this evening indoors. And I'll be, and I'm not drinking, as you guys already know, going through my sober year. So I'm over 4 months sober, so that means I'm not craving it as much as I want to. So now I don't have to worry about, you know, the New Year's coming around, and then I got to drink champagne and all. Thank God. You know, but I'm already looking forward to drinking in 2023. We'll see how it goes. What's up, Crystal D? Welcome. Podcast launch guy says, I'm wearing dress shoes and basketball shorts. You seem like the kind of person that would do that. Yeah, a middle-aged man into podcasting. I bet that's exactly how I picture your brand. Absolutely. Your personal brand is very much a guy in that attire, for sure. Maybe some comic books. Maybe a Marvel poster on your wall somewhere. You seem like the kind of person. All right, so why are we going live on New Year's Eve? Well, first of all, I missed yesterday because I had to go out and had to do a show, which we had a fantastic show over at Thank You Miami, all right? So for those that are into beers and burgers and sandwiches and, you know, late night munchies, I guess, we had a wonderful show last night. Lots of laughs. Shout out to all the comedians that came out. And then tonight, is the final day of the month, obviously, right? New Year's Eve. However, every single month, we always announce the winner of a $100 bar tab. So, since we are partnered up with so many cool venues, just like Thank You Miami, just like Casa Tiki, which, by the way, did you guys see the video that I made for you last night? What's up, Mimi? Shot Scotch. Did you guys see the videos I made for you? That was us late night adventuring in the city of Miami, asking random people what their New Year's resolutions were. And we had a wonderful time. If you've never been to a Miami comedy show, we're now doing this thing. I've got this gimbal with a camera attached to it. I need to buy a better light. The lighting was a little off on those videos, I'm not going to lie. But I'm going to get a light, and I'm going to go around, and we're going to have these microphones on, and we're going to start asking the people that come out to our shows random relevant questions. And then they'll be a part of the show as well. Because next year, I'm going to try to grow my YouTube channel. YouTube has been one of those channels, social media channels that I never really understood. You know what I mean? Like, you go on there to find answers. Either that or look at music videos from your favorite pop stars or whatever. But every time I go on YouTube, I've always wanted to start a really cool YouTube channel, but I just don't. I guess because I'm so used to Instagram and Facebook that making long videos is something that I've never really tried, I guess. So next year, I'm going to look into video edit. I mean, I already learned video editing through the new studio we've got here, but I'm going to learn video editing and start doing more interviews. I'm going to start bringing in more comedians to kind of like give us an example of what Miami comedy is like when you go out to our shows. So anyways, we were doing shows all week long, and then right after the show, we'd go outside with our microphones, and everybody's already have a couple of beers and drinks, and right, they're out with their girl or whatever, and then we just ambush them. Be like, all right, what are your New Year's resolutions? And guess what? The two main common answers for New Year's resolutions in the city of Miami for both locals and tourists were make more money and I don't know. That is exactly the right kind of answers I would like to hear from a Miami crowd. If anybody were to show up to a Miami comedy show, it's the kind of people that don't know what their New Year's resolutions are, or they want more money. Well said. Round of applause to Miami. So, yeah, I recorded that. Make sure you give it a like, share it, you know, do whatever, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Because I'm getting used to it. I'm kind of getting the hang of things, the flow of how to go record a bunch of video, go home late at night, piece it all together, make it into 1 minute, because I know your attention spans are really messed up these days, okay? I get it. You've got a lot of options, so I'm trying to compartmentalize it into like a minute, maybe three. And another great thing that I caught during these outings, these adventurous outings, is I caught comedian JJ and Marcella, which are two wonderful comedians in the city of Miami, fighting for no reason. Now, that, for the record, that was not planned at all. JJ has a big ego, and Marcello looks like the kind of guy you want to pick on, but he has a bite. You know what I mean? So JJ, out of nowhere, just starts roasting Marcello about his food choice in the middle of the night. And then they were just going at it, and I captured it on camera so that you guys can witness what comedians are like for no reason. Like, comedians can be outside of a bar after a wonderful night out. You know when you hang out with your friends and you have a couple of drinks, you're like, oh my God, you're such a great person. You're my boy for life. You're my number one. We're going to be best friends forever. Not comedians. Comedians, the way they show camaraderie is, yo, man, what the hell do you got on, man? I saw you wear that same shirt last week. Why would you go out and wear that again? You're making us look bad, man. I don't want to hang out with this guy because of his fashion. His affiliation makes my fashion look bad. Look at this, man. This is embarrassing. Why would you match that shirt with those shoes? And they would go on for minutes. That would go back and forth over and over and over until we run out of things to say. That's just how comedians are. So I captured a moment between Marcello and comedian JJ. And get this, even though it was getting a bit heated during the roast battle, they never put down the microphones, which is great instincts for a comedian. Never put down the mic. You go hard. You grab the mic and you keep going until you win the round. Ding, ding, ding. Milena says, you're so lucky. You literally are living the birth of a new comedy era. Ha ha, front row. Indeed I am, Elena. Wow. That's very insightful of you. That is 100% correct. We are currently embarking in an era of Miami where the art of stand-up comedy is thriving to the point where many say would not have been possible. We've got foundations, we've got talent, and we've got great channels online to share said talent and put it out in front of you guys. You guys now have a little peephole where you can see this art form really thriving in the city of Miami. I think we're prepared to be one of the best in the entire nation. It's not now, not yet, right? But I think what's going to end up happening is over the years. Oh, and very appropriate conversation, by the way, New Year's Eve. I'd say give it five to 10 more years, and the ones that are really working here in the city of Miami are going to be the ones that are going to be the top echelon of talent, you know? Because New York, comedy started in New York through the vaudeville when you had all the immigrants come to New York City, and then Broadway, and then you had vaudeville performers, and then stand-up comedy derived from that. Here in Miami, you had a guy in a garage that was really good at digital marketing at a very, grassroots style. And he got into entrepreneurship and coaching, and then he, let's just say that if a book were to be written about how comedy thrived in Miami, your boy is going to be on the cover. And I'll probably do something silly like be shirtless with because I'll be fit by then. I'll be like a fit old man by then, so I'll probably show that off, you know what I mean? White hairs and all, I don't care, right? You got to be memorable. You want people to remember you, right? So it's like, you want to stand out. You're walking through the book aisle, and then you see an old guy, and it says the word Miami, and he's shirtless with baby oil. And be like, what is this? Is this a Miami Velvet story? Is this a documentary about the swinger lifestyle in the city of Miami? And then, bam, stand-up comedy and how it started. Let's see. Let's go over the chat here. YouTube is my second Google, of course. Missed it. I have to watch it. That sounds like hella fun. Yeah, just watch the last two posts. I posted part one and part two. Part one was outside Red Bar. Part two was outside Casa Tiki, which both are great shows. YouTube really is one of those places where you go and you find answers, right? Like, is Miami safe? You go on YouTube and then some guy wearing an I'm in Miami bitch shirt is telling you, it's like, here in Miami Beach, just as long as you don't go in the wrong alleyways, you'll be able to avoid all the trouble and enjoy the wonderful bars that this place has. Right. Just lying to you for the YouTube ads. So this year, 2022, I'm going to be focusing on YouTube. I'm focusing on a lot of things. I mean, if you guys want to see what I'm going to be doing, look at the last couple of episodes from the podcast and check out my New Year's resolutions. And you'll see what I'm up to in terms of not only Miami comedy, but all the other projects I've got going on. All right. So let's go ahead and start looking into announcing the winner of the Miami Comedy Podcast. The Miami Comedy Raffle. Oh boy, I'm excited. Here we go. Drum roll. All right, here we go. Let me turn off the music. It's a moment of silence, guys. This is a very serious situation. So, every month we do a raffle for $100. Anyone in our newsletter, anybody that is a part of our newsletter, you always have a chance to win $100 to any of our shows, whether it be food or drinks. You bring your friends out, and this is my way of thanking you for being a part of the newsletter. Okay, so here we go. Ready? Draw. And the winner is Kara. Yay, Kara! Congratulations, Kara. Thank you very much for being a part of the newsletter. Let me go ahead and send Kara her confirmation. And the way it works is like this. We do the raffle drawings randomly. I don't go in and look somebody up and draw your name. There's a system on the website that all I do is go in the back end, click on draw. It'll go through all the people that are enrolled from the newsletter, and then it'll draw up a name. It'll send you an email, and then you confirm, and you get $100. But it's only good for 30 days, all right? I'm not going to honor it. Oh, well, my birthday is 8 months from now. Nah. I can't keep tabs like that, okay? Can't go into the future and be like, oh, yeah, that's right. I remember today is your birthday. September 18th. Let me go ahead and hold on to this $100 bar tab. No, you got to use it in 30 days. All right. Make my life a lot easier. I'm not going to write. I'm not going to take down notes. I'm not. What do you want me to do? You want me to put it on a post-it note and just stick it on the wall and be like, oh, okay, let me remember about. No. Okay. 30 days. So congratulations, Kara. Send me an email. If you're listening to this, send me an email. Well, you already got an email. Just reply to the email, and then we'll get you going. All right? Now, if you guys want to be a part of the $100 bar tab, it's real easy. Just go to miamicomedy.com/tab, enroll in the newsletter. Okay? I only send one email a week, which is 4 a month. It's not bad, okay? There's people that do every day, maybe even 2-3 times a day. I send you once a week, and I just break down all the shows that we do, and I give you some podcasts. Like, it's just one newsletter, just with all the content, all the details, all the tickets, how to get reservations, and I'm even including the photos. So if you ever came out to a show, you might appear on the photo. So there, you know, it's a win-win for everybody involved. Oh, and then now that we're doing the interviews outside of the Miami comedy shows, I'll also be posting those clips on the newsletter so that you guys can see yourselves outside of the show giving out the answers that you gave out. Seller says, does it have to be for drinks? Can it be for food as well as at the bar? Yeah, it can be for anything. It's a whole tab, you know? There's only a couple of places that offer food, which is Dom's. But Dom's is tricky because Dom's, you're going to have to get seating for it. Because Dom's only has like 20 seats, and it's one of the more popular shows. Another place that has food is Tripping Animals. That's more of a brewery. It's got like a barbecue spot right next to the bar. It's pretty tasty. As a matter of fact, some of the best brisket I've ever had was at Tripping Animals. Let's see. Oh, yeah. And we also have food at our brand new venue, Thank You Miami, which is kind of like a Munchies food truck kind of menu, but it's delicious. Like, it's guilty pleasure food over at Thank You Miami, because every burger, everything I've ever eaten there, I believe it to be fried. I think everything is fried, like burgers, French fries, empanadas, croquetas, you name it. Like, anything fried is there, but like when you eat it, it's not like that nasty fried. It's that golden brown fried. Like, oh, I'm going to regret this, but this is so good. Like, you bite it, and it's got like that crispy, golden, fresh, clog your arteries, but it doesn't matter. Enjoy the moment. You know that food that's guilty pleasure, but you're like, enjoy the moment, right? It's one of those. All right. So to close off today's episode, Happy New Year's Eve. I wish you guys a wonderful 2022. Make it count, okay? Because a lot of years, these past 2 years has been very weird with the whole pandemic and everybody rushing and, you know, everybody's on the news and everybody's on social media and everybody's going crazy and they're arguing. Bring yourself in, relax, everything's okay. You are capable of making it happen, whatever that is, all right? We're all capable in our own way of whatever. I can't tell you what that is. You got to figure that out. Oh, shit. You got to figure that out on your own. But just know, 2022 can be your year, man. Why wasn't 2021 your year? What were your excuses? Huh? Remember when I couldn't do shows in 2020? What I do? You guys witnessed it. I went on live and you guys saw me in my pajamas every day. Okay? You guys saw me in my pajamas, making you laugh, making it happen. No excuses. I had an internet connection. I'm a comedian. I put two and two together. Now, did I lose a lot of followers? Yes, I did. But I didn't do it for them. All right? That's not an excuse I'm going to use. I'm going to be like, oh, I got to stop podcasting. I'm losing a lot of followers. No. F them. I'm doing it for the ones that are here. And lo and behold, the following has gotten even stronger in 2021. You know why? You know why? Because I believed in myself. And I believed in the sense of humor of Miami. I knew there were people out there that enjoyed good comedy. All right? There's more to laughs than memes, Miami. And I'm glad you see that with me. Shout out to all the people in Miami for the support. Thank you. Melena says, you were home, social distancing. Absolutely.
2021 wasn't my year because I forgot. Yeah, so that's the New Year's resolutions right there for Payway. Stop smoking reefer. No more weed. Okay? If you do smoke weed, do it recreationally. Look. All right, you know what? Let's go ahead and add this to the list of things we're going to do here. Drug use. Have I used drugs? Yeah, of course. I was young. I'm in Miami. It's one of the drug capitals of the nation. Of course. But here's the thing. You can't make drugs a lifestyle. You can experiment. You can see what your brain is like on them. Learn. And you get to the next level. But if you rely on it, I know people that wake up and the first thing they do is smoke weed. Oh, Payway says, nah, I don't do drugs. Oh, okay, so you just have a mental disorder that you can't remember things, Payway, huh? Can't remember a simple thing like an excuse as to why 2021 wasn't your year? Hmm? Well, then go see a psychiatrist. And guess what? They're probably going to put you on drugs. Oh, you can't escape it. It's everywhere. But yeah, I know people that the first thing they do when they wake up is get high because they can't cope. They can't cope with life. They can't cope, man. So here's what happens, man. Then they start getting addicted. And then they start telling themselves, oh, weed isn't addicting. It's just a way of life. No, you're addicted. You're psychologically addicted to marijuana. So for all my listeners out there, and I'm probably going to lose you after I say this, put down the reefer, man. I think it's impossible. Let me go ahead and be honest with you guys. I don't really think it's possible for marijuana to be stopped in the city of Miami. You know why? Because it's going to be legalized. I think, you know what? Let's go ahead and call it right here, right now. In 2022, and you heard it here first in the Miami Comedy Podcast. In 2022, they're going to legalize marijuana in the city. There you go. Oh, here we go. Let's do predictions on the last 5 minutes of the podcast. Let's do some predictions. Prediction number one. Hold on, let me record this. All right, let's go ahead and start doing predictions for Miami in the year 2022. Prediction number one. Marijuana will be legal in the city of Miami starting in 2022. How can I tell? Well, look at the politicians. They don't care. All right, the politicians let it ride. They don't care. All they want is to stay in office. That's all the politicians want. How awkward is it when there's other cities? Because Miami wants to be number one. You can't stop it. As soon as cryptocurrency came out, Miami's like, we do that. Miami is the cryptocurrency city of the nation. Immediately. And how awkward is it that there's other cities out there that have marijuana legal, but not Miami? Miami is not legal with marijuana yet? We got to put a stop to this. We got to make marijuana legal as hell. And then there's going to be marijuana bars, right? They all use their PPP loans to get marijuana out in the streets. Legally. And then everybody's going to go there, and then Miami is just going to be even more of a party city, but now the hookah is going to have THC at the top. And we're going to be lighting it, and we're going to be blowing it in the face, and then rappers are going to be making music videos of them smoking weed at Club Live with marijuana hookahs. There you go. The Manny G prediction for 2022. Marijuana is going to be legal. Right? Because how the hell is other cities... You can't do that. You can't have other cities having legal marijuana, but not Miami, man. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, politicians rub it in your face that you don't have legalized marijuana, you know? You turn on C-SPAN, a politician would be like, it's still illegal to smoke weed in Texas, but you're the senator of Texas. I said it's illegal for Texas. I'm not in Texas right now. I'm over here at Washington, D.C., where it's legal. Y'all can't smoke weed. you're the senator of Texas. I said y'all can't smoke weed. All right, let's make another prediction. Will Tesla's tunnel come out in 2022? No, it was a hoax. The Tesla tunnel was just PR for Tesla for Elon Musk to talk about Dogecoin. Because how the hell, you can't have the Tesla tunnel running underneath the city of Miami and you're investing in Dogecoin, all right? We already suffered what happened with the building in Surfside. I'm not taking a risk with you, Musk. Okay? I'm not going to get in my car and go underneath some streets in Brickell in a tunnel. No way. Are you kidding me? No, it ain't going to happen. So I don't think the tunnel is real. I think it was just a PR stunt. And anyways, if the tunnel even was built, ain't nobody going to ride it. We're still traumatized after the collapse. So no tunnel from Tesla happening in Brickell. What's another prediction I got? Let's see. Let's talk about more entrepreneurship, man. I think, let me look at Miami News. I actually like this topic. Miami News. I think more, all right, here's another one. More celebrities will be coming to the city of Miami. We're going to have an influx of celebrities, and it's going to be like LA in 2022. But it's not going to be your regular Hollywood celebrities. It's going to be more like Maluma walking down the street, reggaeton artists, right? We're going to have a lot of artists coming out from the city of Miami, and then they're going to be walking around in Wynwood and in Brickell, and they're going to be going to the nightclubs, and you're going to be sitting next to them if you're ever VIP. I think celebrity sighting in Miami will go up substantially in 2022. You know why? You know why? Because we're free in the city of Miami. We are free. No, we're not becoming LA. We're being better than LA. We're becoming better than New York. Better than New York, better than LA with less than half the size. That's the thing that's going on in Miami. Miami's becoming so popular, but we don't got the size for you guys, man. Everybody's just rushing to live here. And we don't got space for y'all, man. We were here first. People showing up to Miami like the Mayflower. You got pilgrims from all over the world coming to Miami trying to find a space. And us indigenous Miamians, we're like, we don't got space for y'all. No, we're not celebrating Thanksgiving. We've seen this before. All right? We've seen this. You're bringing your culture into our culture, and then you're laying out the table, and then what's going to end up happening? We're going to be celebrating your culture. No. You ain't getting rid of Noche Buena. We're not going to wait till Christmas morning to open our gifts. Okay? The way we're living is fine. It's not pork. It's lechon. Oh, God. Yeah, you're going to be seeing them at local CVS for sure. Celebrity sightings is going to be like Los Angeles. You see them everywhere. I was starstruck. Oh, who did you see? I've seen 3 celebrities in the past month. Yeah, I wouldn't know how to act around a celebrity either, man. You know what's weird about a celebrity? Not saying that I'm a celebrity, but I've had people like say what's up to me. Right? Like, hey, you're the guy. Like, I'm the Instagram page is kind of giving me some notoriety, right? So whenever I go out, people, they notice me, or like they stare, and they really stare. Like, it's like a, it's kind of weird, not gonna lie. It's a very piercing stare. Like, it's that. I remember one time, I'll give you this quick story. Like, I remember I was at Spirit, the Halloween store. This was in October, and I was walking to get some props for a vax sketch that I was doing. And as I was getting props, I'm getting followed by this girl at the store. And she's like looking at me, but she works there. So I was thinking that she thinks that I'm stealing. Like, oh, he's stealing something. Because I kept walking around the store looking for some props. And so I'm just being followed, and she's like staring at me. And then I get to the register, and I put my bag down, and then she goes, I've seen you, like that. And I go, yeah, what did I take? I didn't take anything. She's like, no, I've seen you on Instagram. I follow your page. I'm like, okay. It can be a little aggressive, you know what I'm saying? So for you to get starstruck when a celebrity comes around, you kind of throw them off. You throw the celebrities off. And the reason why you throw them off is because they don't know you, but you know them. And so that's a weird situation to be in. When somebody's like, yo, Manny, what's up, man? How you're just like, hey, how are you? Oh, man. She probably saw you but couldn't remember from where. Hey, man, I'm not the kind of guy that needs notoriety. That's cool with me. One thing I've learned about myself as a comedian is, like, I like being funny, but I'm not really fond of being famous. You know what I mean? There's a difference. Manny's a funny guy versus, oh, my God, it's Manny. Right? There's a big divide there. Jambalaya says, shoulder bump the celebrity and say, watch your step, fool. That'll throw him off. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that's another side of the coin, Jambalaya. If you don't recognize the celebrity, they kind of like dismiss you more, even more quickly. It's never, you can never win when you meet a celebrity in person. You can never win. It's either you recognize them, oh my God, it's The Rock, right? Or if you don't recognize them, they're just like, oh, you don't know who I am? Do you know who I am? Wow. Never coming back to your comedy show ever again. I don't think I'd like fame either. Yeah. Some people thrive off it. It takes a lot of energy. I think that's the reason why I'm not a big fan. It's a lot of energy to hold your presence when everybody is like trying to get some of it. You know what I mean? So like I'm more of an introvert these days than I am an extrovert. So like for you to hold to that presence when everybody's like, "Oh my God, it's you." I can't do it. So then people, you know, they pick that up and they're like, okay, then F you then. It's like, oh, thank God. Whew. Almost had to pretend to be somebody. And it's not that I don't appreciate it. I appreciate it, but it's just, it takes a certain energy to live that lifestyle. I made a complete ass out of myself in front of my favorite celebrity, Cops y Todo. Well, who was a celebrity? You can't say? Did he make you sign a prenup? Do not shoulder bump The Rock. No. As a matter of fact, The Rock probably wouldn't do anything. Not that he's a wuss. It's like The Rock seems like a really nice guy. Like The Rock looks like the kind of guy that if you were to shoulder bump him, he'd probably put you like in the rock bottom. You shoulder bump The Rock. He's like, oh my God, The Rock bottom. And then he taps you in the belly. No, just kidding. Jambalaya, you won't be able to reach his shoulder. You'll bump his hip. Is he that tall? I'm still caught. International dude. Well, Milena, I mean, you're just being totally vague. Oh, there you go. Sebastian Yatra. Who the hell is that? I don't even know who that person is. I would probably walk by that person and be like, I don't know who that is. Oh, my God. Look at this guy. This guy looks like a magician. This guy looks like the Latin. what's this guy's name, man? Yeah, he looks like the Latin Robin Thicke. You're into this? You're into like the goateed guys with the hair all puffy? These are the kinds of guys that look terrible when they wake up. Hair all to the side and all like this, and, right? Just probably looks like an emo kid from MySpace when he wakes up in the morning. I'm not impressed. He's so hot. All right. More power to you. Chris Troby, what's up? Warmington, happy New Year's to you too, my friend. What's up, Anna? It's the personality for me. That's what they all say. Has nothing to do with the celebrity. Has nothing to do with the wealth. Has nothing to do with the fact that all the ladies want him. It's the personality. Oh, Miami girls, I'm telling you, there's something else. He was performing there in Miami, and I went to see him to low-key and made an ass out of myself. What's up, Dougie? How about another live before a show? How about doing another live before the show? I don't know, like what you're saying, like I go live again during the countdown so I can count down how many people are watching. 10, 9. That's the countdown we're going to be doing together on the live stream. We're just going to be counting down the people that log in, see my face, and goes down. 10, 9, 8. Happy New Year. That would be funny. It really is. Okay, that's fine. Just messing with you. Miami Roadster, welcome to the chat. Happy New Year's Eve, everyone. All right, you know what? This show was supposed to end a long time ago. All right, so in closing, 2022 is going to be an amazing year if you want it to be. No excuses, okay? No matter what other variant comes out, no matter what happens in the news, no matter what happens, just know it's all temporary and it ain't worth the time to sulk and get upset over things, okay? Speaking of sulking and getting upset, yesterday I posted a fire meme, right? Cheers, Armani. Happy New Year's, man. I posted a fire meme yesterday, and then two people got on the comments and started complaining about, oh, you shouldn't post somebody crying. It's like, first, she was crying and dancing. It's confusing me. Second of all, it was a meme, and it was meant to be a comedy bit, all right? It wasn't supposed to be making fun of anybody being sad. The thing is, it could have been made up. You know, like, the person that was behind the camera could have been behind the whole thing. And then it was just a sketch that was made. And then, but people see a sad face and then they immediately go into their emotions. And so the next episode, I'm going to call it, Why Get Into Your Emotions? And we're going to start off the year with the most troublesome part of ourselves. The emotions that get in the way. Oh, you mad? I don't care. You sad? Sorry. But I got to move on. All right? We get too caught up. And one of the great ways to master your life is to master your emotions. Oh! So make sure you guys tune into the next podcast episode where we're going to be making fun of people that are too emotional. I'm emotional too, okay? I have emotions. I cried when my cats died. I had two cats that died this year. I cried, all right? I was really sad. I was down in the dumps. But I didn't go live and cry in front of the camera. I didn't ask for emotional help. I dealt with it like an adult. Is that people just go and they want to like bleed on you. It's like, stop. Go through it. You're going to be fine. Everybody goes through this. Everybody feels this. All right? But I feel it more. Then that's your problem. You shouldn't be posting memes about it. Stop. You're ruining my day. It's not fair. So anyways. It's going to be called Get the F Up and Go by Manny G. No, you got to make it where people can comprehend what the podcast episode is about. If people see that as the title for the podcast, they're probably going to unsubscribe from the Instagram channel. All right, I'll get up and go. As you wish, Manny. Unfollow. What do you think about that? Tune in for the next podcast. If you guys want to support the podcast, go to miamicomedy.com/podcast. Subscribe. Go to YouTube. We're going to be building up the YouTube channel. As a matter of fact, that'll be a big one. If you guys can go to miamicomedy.com/YouTube and subscribe to the YouTube channel, that would be awesome. All right? Every subscriber counts as we make our way to 5,000. All right? 4,750 to go. We are almost there. If we can grow the YouTube channel, we can start putting out new content with the editing that I'm going to be learning this year, and how to, like, you know, do the whole YouTube thing. So the more support, the better. All right? Thank you all. Whoa, wait. Jim Elias says, all right, y'all. This show should have been over a long time ago. Yes, indeed. A long time later. Manny's still on. Yes. Everyone can probably relate. They just don't admit to it. Just tune into the podcast. We're going to get into it. YouTube pays the most. I know a guy that's really good on YouTube, and he makes like $5,000 a month. On YouTube, and he's got like a big channel. It doesn't pay that much, but it's a good side hustle. You know what I mean? Because and he has to make a lot of videos to maintain that. Trust me, man. I've been studying influencers and big channels, and I've gotten into coaching groups with them. It looks good, but there's a lot of work involved, and sometimes it's too much work, right? And then the ones that are really, really successful. It's very small percentage, very small. But those are the ones you know about, right? And so everybody puts the standard to be like those. But it's not ideal to grow a channel to that level. Like, most people won't, just because of luck or the market or what their offerings are. I'm still even learning how to do this myself. I wouldn't say it's not possible. It's just that it's more unlikely to do it again, right? It's more likely to have a good channel that you have fun in, that you grow in, that you can start a community in. That's more possible because you can do that manually. But to be like the next Jake Paul, it's very unlikely. That's kind of like luck, right? Like a lot of things have to come together in order for that to happen. And if you do make it happen, man, more power to you. Tell me how you did it. Shoot me an email. All right, everybody. That's it. I got to go make a drive. Don't want to make it too late. Make sure you guys have fun tonight. Spend time with those you love. And make sure that next year is going to be an amazing year for everyone, including yourself. All right? The more you give, the more you get. Keep that in mind. See you guys next year. Enjoy it. Have a great night, y'all.